Good morning. It's Friday, the 29th of September. I'm Steve Smith. Joining me this morning for the first time ever in my co-hosting chair for Cultural Continuum from the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra is Travis Morgan. Hey there, Travis.
Steve, it's always a pleasure. Well, it's a pleasure.
Well, we're hoping.
Always, it's not always been a pleasure. It's just been a pleasure currently.
Well, I'm glad you think so. And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We begin with an event that Shot in the Dark is having. Actually, they're holding auditions for an upcoming event, The Truman Decision. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight and 7 o'clock tomorrow, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. The Truman Decision picks up after the death of Franklin Roosevelt, the longest-serving president in American history, all the while the world is locked in a devastating global conflict with no clear end in sight. Many male roles that need to be filled. If you'd like more information, you can contact us here at Siouxland Public Media.
This is big because Sioux City's talking about this in a big way. It's the last weekend to see the musical production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast at the Sioux City Community Theater. Showtimes are at 7:30 tonight and Saturday, with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. If there are tickets available, you need to call immediately, though, because I think they're going very fast.
Okay. If you can't get tickets to that, maybe you can go see Alabama Story at Lamb Arts Regional Theater. 7:30 showtimes tonight and tomorrow night, and a final Sunday matinee for Alabama Story at Lamb Theater at 1:30 Sunday.
A splash of romance, playfulness, rich colors, and exciting tempos embody the gypsy-style feel of Dr. Carl Kolbeck's upcoming faculty clarinet recital at Wayne State College tonight at 7:30 p.m. Dr. Kolbeck is the Associate Professor of Woodwinds at Wayne State. For more information, contact Dr. Kolbeck at 402-375-7360 or visit wsc.edu.
University of South Dakota Theater Department begins its season with something called Rhinoceros, and that'll be running through Sunday, October 8th. The production uses abstract drumming to tell the story of a small village in France where the townsfolks are one by one transformed from humans into wild rhinoceroses.
Boy, that is an interesting story.
That is. The rhinoceroses aren't even indigenous to France. As far as I know.
As far as we know, right. Discovery guy right there. Nice. Northwestern College will host a traveling exhibit called German Iowa and the Global Midwest at the DeWitt Learning Commons now through Tuesday, October 9th. Using photographs, text, and artifacts, the exhibit features facets of German Iowa history and examines the lasting influence of German immigrants and their descendants in Iowa. Commemorating the 100th anniversary of the United States' entry into World War I, the exhibit also explores aspects of American culture during that war era. Visit nwciowa.edu.
Also at Northwestern College, Wildfowl Sculpture in Wood, featuring wood carvings by 1977 Northwestern graduate Bob Cruz. He's of Pella, Iowa. There's an opening reception, which will be tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The art exhibit includes life-size and miniature carvings of a broad array of species done with biological accuracy and detail. You can see that through the 20th of October.
It's the Year of the Pirates.
Arr.
At the 15th annual River Sounds Festival. I've never been to that. Have you been to the River Sounds Festival?
Yes.
Is it great?
Yeah, it's awesome. Dudes on horses hitting each other with sticks and sword fights. And
Turkey legs,
great big, yeah, can't go wrong.
So it's like that show, or that big casino in Las Vegas.
Right. From that movie.
Yes.
The Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah.
Cable Guy.
Yeah, good movie.
But it's outside.
But it's outside, and it's here in Sioux City. It is the Year of the Pirates, the 15th annual River Sounds Festival. Community members are invited to step into the Renaissance era with full armor jousting, birds of prey, and kings and queens on Saturday, September 30th. That's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, October 1st, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Riverside Park. That is something that would be very interesting to go to.
Chances of being chased by a mace-wielding Jim Carrey,
extremely low.
At this one. Okoboji is celebrating Oktoberfest tomorrow. Several events, including the 26th annual Oktoberfest bike ride, the Rocktoberfest, featuring food and music, and the last departure of the year for the Queen's 2 excursion boat.
And the first ever Oktoberfest on 4th Street Party invites Siouxlanders to throw on their lederhosen and drindle dresses on Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. The 21 and older event starts at noon and goes until 4 p.m. on historic 4th Street in Sioux City. Now get this, there will be traditional German foods, yum, a stein hoisting competition.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. Kraut eating and more. Now, I can eat some kraut.
Hmm.
I do. Are you a sauerkraut fan?
Put it on a hot dog or a brat. Yeah, but
not just just
not
like
plain.
Okay,
I'm not hardcore.
Okay, I hear you. That's good.
Sioux City Public Library is hosting a Meet the Author event featuring a mystery series author, Bill Zarin, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Zarin, who now lives in West Des Moines, has written 3 books set in Sioux City and the surrounding area. Fictional characters follow the unlikely partnership between a local newspaper reporter and a Woodbury County prosecutor in their pursuit of truth and justice.
The Norm White Senior YMCA presents Barbecue and Blues by the River, featuring Midwestern barbecue and great music on the YMCA Riverfront grounds on Saturday, 5 p.m. That's tomorrow. The blues portion of the evening will feature live music through the night from some of Sioux City's favorite musicians, led by Johnny Bolin. That sounds like a good time. Jazz and barbecue, two good things that go well hand in hand together.
There you go. Betty Strong Encounter Center will host Photographing Lus Hills Wildlife with our award-winning photojournalist Larry Meyer at 2 o'clock on Sunday. The retired Sioux City Journal editor, outdoors editor, and wildlife photographer will take the audience on an illustrated journey to meet some of the most memorable wildlife his camera has ever encountered in the Lus Hills.
I wonder if he got some mountain lions there, because I know that there's some out there in the Lus Hills.
They're elusive.
They're elusive cats, correct.
Indeed.
The Dakota County Historical Society invites the public to celebrate Nebraska heritage with a program called Voices from the New Land, Danish Immigration to Nebraska, featuring guest speakers Don and John Mark Nielsen on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. at the Old Dane Golf Club in Dakota City. Call 712-253-2104.
And Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Hey, Travis, you're...
I know something about this.
Yes, it's their opening night, and it's Sunday night, not Saturday night.
It is Sunday night this time around.
And it features Grammy Award winner Zool Bailey. That's his real name?
His name is Zool.
Okay.
And every time I hear that, all I can think of about is Ghostbusters. Are you the gatekeeper?
He is the cello master. And he will be performing music of Sir Edward Elgar. There's also the Harry Janosch Suite and a really cool thing by Leonard Bernstein, which we're going to go out of the show with today.
Correct. And we also have one of 4 players in North America that can play this thing called the cymbalum.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Larry Captain, and he's going to be here to play that, and that is going to be amazing.
It sounds kind of like an old-timey Western piano, but it's like a hammer dulcimer thing.
And you play it with sticks.
Right, right.
You tap it.
I think they're called mallets. Maybe they're sticks.
That industry term. Industry term.
Western Iowa Tech is holding something called the Human Library Tuesday from 10:30 to 1. The Human Library is a library of human books. They are individuals that each represent a group in the community that are somehow exposed to stigma, prejudice, and or discrimination and want to share their stories.
Community health partners and others in the Sioux County area are joining the Iowa Healthiest State Initiative and sponsoring community walks on Wednesday, October 4th. 3 healthy Sioux County walks will begin at Orange City's Windmill Park. The first walk will begin at 6:25 a.m., the additional 30-minute walks at noon and then at 4:30. For more information, see iowahealthyestate.com or siouxcountychp.org.
And let's see, containment, concealment, and privacy are exposed in sculptor Drew Gerlitz's recent works entitled Reliquaries. Gerlitz is from New York. He'll be presenting a visual artist lecture Thursday at 4:30 at Wayne State College.
Ode, a live storytelling series produced by Siouxland Public Media, is hosting its next show on Friday, October 6th at ISU Design West in downtown Sioux City. There will be live music by Angie Lambrecht and Sean Blumberg of Ultraviolet at 6:30 p.m., followed by True Stories Told on Stage, All by Home at 7 p.m. Hear about an adopted son's search for his birth mother, a homeless man's move to Sioux City to start over, and an Australian woman who questions her definition of home after a family tragedy. These stories and so much more on Friday, October 6th. More details at kwit.org.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Thanks for dropping by, Travis. Hey, had a fun time today.
Can we do this again, Steve? This is fun.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in for Cultural Continuum. I'm Steve Smith.